Welcome back to another episode of Checking In with Chad with State Representative Chad Reichard of the 90th Legislative District in Franklin County. Chad, welcome to another chat with your constituents. Today we'd like to start by talking about the anniversary of our country. We are celebrating a little bit in the House by commemorating our roots by going down and having some session in Philadelphia next week. Tell us about this.
Yeah, good morning, Chuck. So, yes, we're as part of our semi-sesquicentennial, our 250th anniversary, the founding of our nation in 1776, there's been a whole host of events. A couple weeks ago, Waynesboro had the makeup for their borough blast. We've been commemorating it across Franklin County, across Pennsylvania, and obviously across this nation here. And next week, we are going to be taking the historic trip back to Philadelphia. So, this occurs every 50 years, and so obviously the last one was in 1976, and essentially we will be having a ceremonial session down in Philadelphia in Congress Hall, in the same seats that some of our founding fathers sat in when they were putting up the frame of government, right? When they were sitting in session and ratifying the first laws that really set forth the tone and everything for our nation here. And honestly, as a history nerd and truly as an American, I am looking forward to this opportunity. I mean, I cannot describe to you how awesome this truly is, and more so for us, in the General Assembly. And I say this, in a sort of a time of deep partisanship that we're seeing nationally and even a little bit here in the Commonwealth as well. This will be, I think, just an absolutely great reset for us, to sit in the same seats and to feel the weight of the founding fathers, upon us and the ideals that they had set forth 250 years ago. I'm very hopeful, number one, that, this will be a great commemoration and celebration of our 250th anniversary, but it will also be an opportunity for all of us to kind of sit there and just kind of reevaluate everything that we are, and especially as we move into our fall session here back in Harrisburg, that that those ideals, those the messages that our founding fathers have left for us, the hope that they penned out 250 years ago will not be lost, and will again rejuvenate us and put us back on a solid path so that we can work towards the betterment of Pennsylvania, for the next 250 years. So I think it's going to be an excellent opportunity. And just looking over the list, I mean, it's going to be very, very well attended. So stay tuned. We'll have a recap on that next week.
And from an anniversary that is something we should celebrate to something that we should remember and certainly not celebrate is the 25th anniversary here of one of the worst days in our nation's history, the September 11th events of 2001. There are several events coming up to commemorate this. Where will you be, and what can folks do to get out and remember what happened?
Yeah, so we got a lot of things going on throughout the 90th. The first one's actually coming up this Saturday. Mayor Ben Thomas over in Greencastle hosts his annual 9/11 tribute walk, and it has the same number of steps as the number of folks that were lost on 9/11. It starts at 8 a.m. and we pause, the times whenever the planes had hit the tower, and we arrive at Borough Hall and have a very solemn ceremony to remember and reflect upon where we were and what the day really meant to us, but also on how we came together, as a nation. So, it's a wonderful event. I've been fortunate enough to participate in the past couple of years. Obviously, this is the 25th, have a very, very significant impact on that as well. So I highly encourage you, if you're not doing anything, or if you have some, younger kids or grandkids that obviously weren't around for 9/11, I'd encourage them to participate in the walk. Mayor does an excellent job just really framing everything, especially for the younger folks who are, weren't around to remember it. Then moving on, obviously, into next week on 9/11 itself, next Friday, Washington Township is having a tribute. Interestingly enough, Washington Township is one of the few places, I couldn't tell you how many, but they have artifacts from all three sites. They have a piece at the Twin Towers, some debris from Shanksville out in Somerset, and they have a piece of the Pentagon at Red Run Park, and they'll be hosting a 9/11 ceremony there as well. And then I believe there's a national race that's going through Mercersburg, and folks will have the opportunity, I think it's around 6 p.m. Friday, 9/11, to cheer on folks as they go through Mercersburg in commemoration of the run. So a lot of opportunities just to reflect on that solemn day, and again, the unity that we experienced, you know, in the aftermath.
Representative Reichard, thank you for this informative report to your neighbors and constituents. This has been Checking In with State Representative Chad Reichard.